13:32, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Bundy Juice. It's Bundylicious at 17-8 with Bonnie Tyler and holding out for a hero. I tell you what, a hero in my eyes is my next guest, Rick Mirabella from Runners.com. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Dan. I should hang around you more often. That is magnificent for the ego. How are you, mate?
I'm very, very well. I use that because, you know, you give us a lot of motivation. You've given me some motivation, and that's what Monday Motivation is all about. And today, you want to talk about negative splitting. So does that mean that we've got to break up?
No. Oh. We're always so positive on a Monday, aren't we? And,
we are.
And that whenever you say the negative word. No, negative splitting is just simply a term to, in any instance of any endeavour, to come home faster than you go out. So to come home in quicker time than the going out phase. So if you look at the Commonwealth Games marathons at the moment, or all over our tally, you'll hear it probably a fair bit. They might go through the first half in 1:20, and they endeavour to come home in 1:18 or 1:19. And that's a really good way to run. But we're not talking about running. I'm talking about throwing it into your weekly plan, your weekly routine, once or twice a week. It's a really good way to change speeds and to get different forms of workout, work different muscles without doing anything different, Dan. So say you've got your three walks a week, and or hopefully daily, but yep, you've got a couple of like little chores that you've got to run, errands you've got to run, let's call them. We say, okay, I'm going to go to the post office. It's 2K away. It takes about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. So I'm going to walk there. I'm going to be just cruisy. I'm going to be pedestrian-like. Okay, I get there in 18, 19 minutes. Do what I've got to do at the post office, and then I'm going to try to get home in 16 minutes. So nothing changes. You don't have to jog. You've just got to have some purpose and some intent about it. Okay, so these things are really good. And you know what happens, mate? Time goes really quick because you're not pushing from the start, so you're going out really easy. You're going out really easy. You're allowing your body to get rid of all the cobwebs and just wake up a bit, whatever it's got to be, and get rid of the little doubt and negative thoughts in your head. And then by the time you're halfway and you turn around to come home, you go, okay, now I can really start to fang it. And it's a great way to do it. And it's, from a physical perspective, it's awesome because it burns a lot more calories. It's a brilliant thing. So negative splitting, if you've never heard of it, implore it into your week once or twice a week.
So that's also obviously good then for your cardiovascular work, because that gets the heart rate up, because you're walking at a pace and then you're speeding it up. And then, you know, that's got to be good for the older cardiovascular.
Brilliant, mate. From a physiological perspective...
That's a big word for this hour of the morning.
Sorry, mate. From a aerobic capacity perspective, it's brilliant. And that's why we do it. So we're not just falling into the grey zone. People go for their walk because they know they have to go for a walk, and the quotation marks. And like we said, we change our language. We get to go for a walk, mate. There'd be millions of people that would kill to be able to go for a walk.
Yep.
But obviously, they fall into this grey zone of the same pace and the same cadence, the same rhythm every day. So this is a great way to shock the system. And all we're trying to do in training, Dan, is shock the system, mate. So we shock the system coming back, because we're coming back 2 minutes faster.
Yep.
Then you're going to get back a bit sweaty, a little bit breathless, but you haven't done anything you haven't done before. You haven't ran, or you haven't gone crazy and got injured. It's just walking a bit faster. And anybody can do it. I don't care if you're 98 years of age, you walk to the letterbox, you've got to cut to the front door quicker than when you went out.
You've said it so well, mate. We'll catch up next week.
Oh, mate, this is magnificent. I'll just have you on repeat all day when I'm feeling a bit low. I'll remind myself that I'm Dan Brewer's. I'm Brewer's hero, and that's all that matters.
Too kind. You look after yourself. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much. Rick Mirabella there from Runners.com with some Monday Motivation. It's 13:32, 4BU. Good morning.